ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. That's right, I'm the one that's often imitated, but never duplicated. Straight up, we're talking UFC on Fox 11, folks. We've got, of course, the next UFC pay-per-view coming up. The man, John Bones Jones, once beaten, of course, disqualified in that one fight against Mark Hamill, but he is head and shoulders right now the second best light heavyweight in the world, maybe. Alex Gustafsson, that's right, the Swede may have beat him in that last fight they had, but straight up, it'll be John Jones against Glover Teixeira, a guy from Brazil. That'll be a fantastic match. We'll bring in Zach Younger in a little bit. We'll talk about UFC from division to division. We'll talk about a little bit about Bellator. I'll even mention Ben Askew. But he's the guy that really has got my attention over there at Bellator. I think he's the welterweight title over there. But straight up, we're talking MMA for the next hour, folks. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we combine the two sports on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back with the Sunday show. An hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts. A long time now, 29 plus years. Hey, often imitated but never duplicated. I said that in the first segment. Nothing could be truer. This is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, a smoker. I thought it was an upset, but other people told me, you know, Fabrice Werdum's going to win. And I was saying, no, there's no way anybody's going to beat Travis Brown right now. He's too hot. He's a breakout fighter of 2013. He only lost one fight, I think, with 16 wins. And I just thought he was a real deal. He'd never been taken off his feet. He'd never been really busted up and around. I mean, he was a fantastic fighter. And most of my guys down at the American Kickboxing Academy, of course, that's the gym that brings us Cain Velasquez or Caín Velasquez. If you're Mexican-American, you get ticked off at me because I call him Cain. They've got Daniel Cormier's down there. Kyle Kingsbury's down there. A lot of great fighters out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. But straight up, tonight, you have to give props where they need to go, and you have to give them to Fabrice Werdum because he shut out Travis Brown over five rounds, and Travis Brown's big elbows did not come into play. We'll go to the City of Angels and bring in one of my experts, my MMA experts. I call him my main man, Zach Attack Young. Zach, main event, was that a bit of a surprise for you? Because you had sent me some text earlier saying that, you know, pointing out Werdum's attributes.
Yeah, it was a surprise. I was surprised the most by Brown's stamina. I really thought that his stamina would be better, but he seemed to get really tired after one round. It was a little disappointing. But I did think that Werdum could definitely win the fight. It was just, you know, I didn't like the strategy that Brown chose to use, and I thought he gassed too early. His cardio wasn't really up to par, I don't think.
Do you think he might have choked at the big bite here? I mean, because let's be honest, this was it. Fox, UFC on Fox, you're going to get a lot of viewers, a couple million viewers, maybe like 1.6, 1.8 to the top. So when you're in the main event and everybody wants to talk about it, I mean, this is a talked-about fight. It's been pushed all over television, all over the media. UFC spent money on advertising. Do you think he sort of just choked? I mean, sometimes, you know, guys get into big events and they just can't handle them emotionally.
I think that definitely could happen. And what I thought happened, honestly, was it looked like he fell in love with his power too much. Like, it just seemed like he was expecting to put that guy away fast. And then once that didn't happen, he didn't really have a game plan after that.
I'm going to tell you a little story about power and boxing and fighting, Zach. I knocked out two guys in a row, Anthony Myers, and I can't think of the second guy's name, but Myers, I had to cart out of the arena on a stretcher. He was unconscious. They were sticking needles in his feet. I was saying to myself, damn, okay? So these two guys ended up knocking him out two fights in a row. So I'm like a killer, I'm thinking, right? I'm a killer, right? I wasn't a killer. They both had glass jaws. I'm not kidding you. They both got knocked out in prior fights and in subsequent fights, but they all had glass jaws. But I thought I was the killer with all this power, winning the Golden Gloves up here, man. And I tried to slug it with a couple of guys, and I came up short.
I think you make a very good point there, and I think that the same thing happened to him when he fought Alistair Overeem. He knocked Overeem out, but Overeem has never had the best like punch resistance. So I think he kind of thought he was a big shot who could come in there and knock people out, and he just like expended too much energy trying to do that.
Okay. Speaking of Overeem, does he have anything on his schedule? Not that I'd want him to, but does he have Overroyd, I mean.
Overroyd. I haven't kept up with him, honestly, because he's not really a top contender anymore. I don't think he has to earn his way back.
Hey, do you remember that program, Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah, I remember that.
That Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing, I know nothing. That was Alistair Overeem on the steroid. I know nothing. I mean, come on, some of the lame excuses he came up, and we knew that when he moved from that skinny guy that was making 205 without a problem, I'm making 205 easy, okay? And all of a sudden he's like 260 and all ripped out. You knew he was on steroids, man. That was like the worst kept secret in MMA. That and Chris Cyborg Santos, and we'll get to that in a minute because Ronda Rousey lit her up.
It was really obvious. His head just looked so much smaller than the rest of his body. It looked fishy, you know, and I'm not surprised that he was on them.
No, and here's what, I'll tell you how they caught him. The Nevada State Athletic Commission said, if we license you, that we're gonna be randomly testing you. And he said, oh, okay, I can go with that. He said, are you sure? Yeah, I can go with that. That's not a problem. I said, all right. So he showed up to a press conference. They go, hey, we want to test you. And he went, oh, and he escapes the building. Okay, he leaves the building out of a side door, gets in his car and drives away. So he drives around Las Vegas for 20 minutes. I guess he called his advisors or somebody, right? And they go, look, they want me to take tests. What do I do? You know I'm going to come up dirty. And they said, go back and take the test. So he went back and took them, and that's how they ended up suspending him for almost a year. But he was caught at a press conference. He wasn't caught going into a fight. He was caught at a press conference. And didn't he say he was getting steroids because he had a bad cold?
Yeah, they all have. You know, there's always some reason that someone's getting testosterone replacement and steroids, but it's never really a valid one.
A bad cold? Come on, man. I couldn't believe the guy was like, he had a respiratory infection or something like that, and he was using steroids. Come on, I don't believe that. So Travis Brown, did he learn anything from tonight, or has he been exposed? Is this another big guy that can't make it when you get to the upper echelon of the UFC?
I think that he could definitely learn a lot from this performance. He was outstruck by a guy who he was supposed to be better at striking at, you know, so I think that he does have something to take away, and I think he will improve, but I never personally thought that he would be able to beat Cain Velasquez.
Well, that's going to be the fight. You know, that's going to be the fight now. I mean, Cain was supposed to fight Werdum before he got hurt, and then they put that fight off. So then he fought Travis Brown, who was the hottest UFC heavyweight right now out of 2013. He was the breakout fighter, no question about that. And he licks Travis Brown like a stamp pretty easily over five rounds. So, I mean, that sets up the battle with him and Cain Velasquez. Let's break down this fighter right now, the fights right now. Let's break down Cain Velasquez as a heavyweight fighter. Has he got any flaws?
Not many, you know. There's not many that he has. I do think that some people can outstrike him sometimes, but I don't think that Fabrice Werdum is going to be able to do that. He's not going to be able to. I think that Cain has gotten a lot better at boxing over his career, and I think that he should be able to take him apart.
You know, he has improved. The boxing's improved. I mean, but he did get rocked in that Junior Dos Santos fight when he came out for that third. Remember, they came out to rock that in that last fight when they hit that first exchange. He got rocked, and his legs sort of did that Mexican hat dance a little bit. So, I mean, he's for real, man. And people don't realize that. And I spotted the talent in him a long time ago. And Kingsbury kept telling me, look at Pedro, this is the guy, man. This is the guy. Are you sure? This is the guy. Pedro, he's never lost a round, not in the gym and not in a fight. I go, really? This is the guy, Pedro. Well, you know. Because don't get mad at me for saying this, but in boxing, back in the boxing in the old days, the golden era of boxing, you know what a Mexican heavyweight was?
Well, a blown up lightweight, right?
No, you got it close. A fat middleweight.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so. So Werdum's going to fight Cain Velasquez. Any word when Cain's going to be ready to fight?
I'm not sure when he's going to be ready, but I've heard that the fight's supposed to take place in Mexico, which I think is a great idea.
Well, you know, the UFC, listen, there's nothing. All of the elevator goes all the way to the top floor with those guys. I mean, they're just sharp, man. They've done shows in Dubai because the Dubai government owns 13% of the UFC, and they give them millions of dollars to come over there and put on anything they want. okay? And then this thing in Mexico, it's going to be the rage, man, because, listen, Mexican people are going to get into the fact that this dude, Cain Velasquez, is the baddest dude in the world, and this is really, really going to be this is going to take the USC into the Mexican-American, the Mexican demographics. And I don't know if you know this, Kyle, but I mean, Kyle, I don't know if you know, but I'm telling you the truth, Zach. Mexicans are responsible for more pay-per-view buys than anybody else. Freeze that thought right there. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Really knocks me out, girl, the clothes that you wear.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Yeah, Sabu's taking a little bit of a deal here.
There's a shot. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know nothing, nothing.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide has been on the air 29 plus years now, 30 years of September. Nobody can touch me. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Warriors, folks, and I'm often imitated but never duplicated. You listen to those other boxing shows in the internet, there's 1,000 of them, okay? Listen to them all. They're trying to steal what I'm doing here. And you know what? I don't have no problem with that, because that's sort of like That's great. That's flattering to me. When people try to steal my moves, right on. But don't be stealing my Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, April 26th, Novato, California. Pedro will try to be there. And yes, I'll have some pictures. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. Zach Young is our guest. Of course, he's a writer from Los Angeles, a father of one, a 15-month-old daughter who I hear once in a while in the background screaming, "Dad, get off the phone." She's got that down already, and she's only 15 months. But we're talking MMA, of course. And before I went to the break, I was talking about the fact that Mexicans account for the majority of pay-per-view buys in the United States. Did you know that, Zach?
I'm really not surprised. I mean, I think you see it a lot in boxing. Floyd Mayweather is always fighting on Mexican holidays or near Mexican holidays, and it makes sense. But I didn't know that held true for the UFC as well. I kind of assumed that it was mostly white people buying UFC for some reason.
Well, you know what's funny is that Steven Espinoza, the vice president of Showtime Sports Programming, he said in San Jose about 2 years ago that percentage-wise, there were more Hispanics watching the Strikeforce channels than there were watching the boxing shows. But the boxing shows had greater numbers, okay? But percentage-wise, there were more Hispanics and Mexicans watching the Showtime Strikeforce cards than there were the boxing shows.
That's interesting. I really did not know that, but I'm not really too surprised, but that isn't very interesting.
And I think with Cain Velasquez being the heavyweight champion, I think they can go down there and I don't know what kind of arena they're going to do this first time, but if he was a state champion, like two or three more fights, and go down there and fight like a Junior Dos Santos or somebody like that in Mexico City, they could probably pump 80,000 people into the place, man. 80,000.
Yeah, I think they should really go for that. I think the Cain should be fighting in Mexico the majority of the time. It would really increase the profile over there, and I think it would draw in a lot of new fans.
Okay, Tim Kennedy beat Michael Bisping this week. You wrote about that at ringtalk.com, a pretty good five-round unanimous nod across the board. Not too many people picked Bisping going in. What happened to Bisping? Why didn't he ever reach the upper echelon?
You know, I think he's always been a good striker. I think he just struggles with wrestlers. You know, you saw Dan Henderson knocked him out. Chael Sonnen was able to get a decision against him. I thought that Bisping won that fight, but he just seems to struggle with the wrestling, and I think that that's just, I mean, wrestling is one of those things where if somebody comes in with like a NCAA background and you try to wrestle them and you're just kind of learning on the job, it's really a difficult thing for someone to take on.
How much of wrestling is MMA?
I think that wrestling has always been a big part of MMA, but I do think that other disciplines have been increasing their relevance in MMA recently. But wrestling, from the inception, wrestling was always a big part of it, wrestling and jiu-jitsu.
Okay, who's the guy that I like at Bellator? Is it Ben Askren?
Yeah, Ben Askren.
He's a beast.
The welterweight.
He's a monster.
He's one of the best wrestlers out there. And you know what else I think is impressive is Yoel, who fought tonight, Yoel Romero. He showed some really nice wrestling.
Because, you know, I look at these guys like Chris Weidman and Daniel Cormier and people like that are undefeated and never been really touched in a fight. And all these guys have got strong, strong, strong wrestling backgrounds.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing to have, the wrestling, you know. It's a helpful part of mixed martial arts.
So Cormier, speaking of Cormier, let's not get off the subject here because we'll stick with the subject. We'll go back to the UFC Fox on 11. But straight up, Cormier is going to fight John Jones if John Jones is successful with Glover Teixeira. Daniel Cormier has never lost a round. Do you know he's beaten Josh Barnett? You know he's beaten Frank Mir? I mean, he's clowning these guys.
Yeah, he's used to fighting much bigger fighters, and John Jones is still bigger than him lengthwise, but in terms of weight, it should be interesting because I don't think John Jones has fought a wrestler like Cormier yet.
And John Jones, as I was talking earlier, I think he was a bit successful to take that that win against Alex Gustafson. Some people, I thought Lee Morrison on yesterday's show, the MMA fighter from that works with Alchemy Water, that's right, AlchemyWater.com, AlchemyWater.com, folks. Check it out, their website. There is a difference in the water you drink. I kid you not. Check it out for yourself, AlchemyWater.com. But, you know, Morrison, he was talking about fighting in Russia, and he was talking about some of the UFC fighters here in the States. I didn't know that many American fighters go across the pond and go to Russia and go to... I know that wrestlers used to go to Japan and wrestle all the time, but I didn't know that Yanks went across to Europe and Russia and fought.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling is a global sport, and I've seen that there's a lot more Russian wrestlers coming into the UFC in the past few years. So it's definitely a possibility that they'll continue to cross over, and I think that you'll see some UFC events in Russia.
Zach, how come the baddest dudes in boxing right now are Russian?
I think that to be a good boxer, a lot of times you have to come from a tough background.
In other words, you've got to wipe your butt with a rock.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Golovkin's probably had to do that. Kovalev. I mean, you know, these guys, they come from rough backgrounds, and I think that that's what it takes a lot of times to be a good boxer.
You know, you
see a lot of the best fighters come from those backgrounds.
You know what's funny is that you talk about, you know, coming from rough backgrounds and things like that, yet the guys that come from Cuba have no discipline. None. None.
It's definitely, I mean, aside from maybe Regan Diaw, he seems to have...
Well, he does, but I can go through the other guys. I mean... Rigondeaux one time when he defected the first time in Brazil or down in Uruguay or something like that, he ran up $25,000 on the hotel bill, drinking and partying with chicks and all that kind of stuff, expecting the sponsor to come bail him out. The sponsor never came, and the government exiled him back to Cuba. So he had to defect a second time. I've never heard of guys defecting twice, but he defected a second time. But guys like Diabelis Hurtado was a Cuban junior welterweight that I worked with in the 90s. He got a ten, and I'm getting a title shot. I don't think with Hatton, somebody though. But I used to show up to run with him at like 5:30 in the morning. I could smell booze on his breath, and I used to say to him,
yeah,
"Man, what the f is going on here? You know, I came all the way from California to babysit your ass. Okay, I'm supposed to get you to this training camp. I show up here at 5:30 in the morning, and you're drinking, and this ain't good." And his trainer Jose, I can't think of Jose's last name. Oh, Pedro. It's okay. He only has a little drink before the fight. A little drink before the fight? You got to be kidding. But these guys could not discipline themselves. Is they're like kids in a candy store. I mean, you give them a Big Mac, they want 10.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of Cuba, it's like when they're in that like really restricted environment for so long, which Cuba I think is a lot more restricted than a place like Russia or Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Cuba, in terms of the government, I think they control people a lot more. So I think that's why when they get to America, it's like it's a lot more free here. And I think that that's why they indulge in a lot of the not so good things.
Well, I mean, they're not big into dope or anything like that. They're just big into food and sodas. I mean, look at that guy, Orlando Solis. I mean, the guy's like 5'10" or 6 foot, and he weighs like 265 pounds.
Yeah, and Mike Perez is a little bit flabby too.
I'm hoping he gets his act together, because we're talking boxing here for a second. We're supposed to be talking MMA, but we can go back and forth here. He's going to fight Bryant Jennings, the undefeated heavyweight out of Philly. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good fight. I'm surprised that they're putting Mike Perez in there with him, because I think that Jennings is definitely a tough fight.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? They both have to get over this barrier that they're at. They're not at the Klitschko level yet. In order to get there, they've got to beat guys like themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what they have to do. I don't know. Either of them against Klitschko, I think they're both kind of small for Klitschko, but I guess you never know. They're both quick, and they both have some ability.
Okay, I got less than 2 minutes in the segment. We're talking with Zach Attack Young. Tell me about Big Country. Big Country went over there and beat Big Nog, didn't he, over in Dubai?
Yeah, Big Country's just been, I mean, he's been knocking people out. He gets a lot of knockouts. He has that power.
You know, I've been to Dubai. I told you about that, right? I went there for a 7-day trip, and I was sick 10.
Yeah, I believe you did tell me about that.
That's not my favorite place to go. In fact, they said, you want to go back? It was a 19-hour flight. On the way back, the flight was delayed 2.5 hours at the airport. That made it a 21.5-hour flight.
Okay. That's like a day lost.
And so here's what's up. I took a sleeping pill when I got on the plane, thinking the plane was going to take off right away, right? The plane doesn't take off. I wake up 2 hours later. The plane's still on the ground. The sleeping pill's worn off.
Oh, man, that's not good.
That's not good.
That's rough.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Folks, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. This hour, of course, we combine boxing and mixed martial arts in this show. On Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we go for an hour, and we combine both boxing and MMA, UFC, Bellator, Evicta, etc. And then, of course, on Sunday, we air the two-hour show, in which we wear 1 hour on MMA and 1 hour on boxing, professional boxing. The longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 30 years in September. And I know Zach's going to get on the phone and call up those people at the Guinness Book of World Records and get me in. Right, Zach?
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to get you in there.
Okay. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. We're airing live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Twist your hips, make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. But you can't use it until you download it.
For a limited time, get a coupon to save 12% off your mobile app booking. See App Store for code and details. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time do they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by Fedor immediately hooking in the hooks. show. Can it be over this fast?
This is the same position Randy Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
He tapped out. He tapped out. 36 seconds.
That is what?
Fatal. A million ankle. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Clay Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, don't forget, 2 times a week we air on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course the American Forces Network. And we're poised to sign a deal with Sirius Satellite Radio as I speak. We've been in negotiations with them for 6 months. It looks like the negotiations are coming to a head, and that should happen in May 2014. So we're going to look forward to that. But right now, we're on the iHeartRadio Network. Of course, the iHeartRadio Network's got more stations than anybody in the world. We're on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got over like 400 stations worldwide. And then we've got those big stations on the American Forces Network in Germany. I think one of them is 300,000 watts. Good Lord, we're all over the place in Germany, Asia, you name it. Every military base in the country, you can catch Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, the heavyweight main event, Fabrice Werdum, a winner over Travis Brown, 49-46, 50-45, 50-45. Scores were indicative of the fight, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I thought Brown might have won the first round, but other than that, like, it was, I thought one of those rounds could have been 10-8 Werdum, so it was lopsided for sure.
Okay, so what's up with Miesha Tate? She's fine, man. She's fine. She took on Liz Carmouche, first openly gay fighter, I believe, in the world of MMA when she came out and said she was gay. And I sort of took one look at her and I said, really?
Gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. The scores were 20.
Her nickname is Gorilla.
I know it is. 29-28 across the board for Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate, now, you know, Ronda Rousey seems to be in a class of her own. In fact, earlier today, she said that, it was yesterday, she said on, I think, the Bloody Elbow or one of those websites, she said that, you know, she don't even call Chris Cyborg Santos a woman anymore. She calls her an it. She's been taking steroids that long, she's no longer a woman, okay? And on the flip side of that, she's been on the show saying this chick can shoot horse semen in both eyeballs and she could care less, okay? She's just going to whoop her up at 135. Are they building for this fight? This fight's going to happen, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it, and honestly, that's the most legitimate threat. Cyborg Santos recently lost a Muay Thai fight. She lost a Muay Thai fight recently, but I don't know. It should still be a really interesting fight.
I thought she was going to go for the Evicta Bantamweight Championship. Is that going to be in May?
I believe so, yes. But they're going to have those two fight each other because they're the two like best female fighters at that weight, I believe.
But, Zach, what else is there? I mean, Ronda Rousey's got maybe a fight with Gina Carano and a fight with Cyborg Santos. Those are the two big fights for her. And you and I know with her doing this Hollywood stuff and the Athena things and appearing in the Entourage, she ain't long for the fight world.
I don't think she should be. I mean, she definitely has a lot more going for her than fighting, so... But that might actually make the scene more interesting because she's just so dominant that it's hard to really see anyone beating her.
Well, you know, Jay, I don't know if you remember Jim Brown, the old great running back of the Cleveland Browns of the NFL. He was making like $65,000 a year playing football, okay? And he was the best running back in the history of the game, okay? So guess what? They offer him $250,000 to do a movie and get in tight with Raquel Welch, okay? So what do you think this young man did? He retired
from the movie. Yeah,
exactly. He retired from football in a minute. Anyway, I had to bring that in. Some other results on the card. Donald Cerrone beat Edson Barboza, submission, rear naked choke, 1 minute in the first round, 3 minutes and 15 seconds. That was a good fight on paper. Cerrone just taking his game to another level.
Yeah, well, Cerrone looked like he was going to go down a few times. That was an entertaining fight. And I knew somebody was getting knocked out. It was one of those fights where you knew it wasn't going the distance.
Okay. Also a winner on the card was Yoel Romero, defeated Brad Tavares, unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Those guys are middleweights, 185 pounds. Oh, I forgot, Fabrice Werdum and Travis Brown, obviously are heavyweights, above 205 pounds. Women's bantamweight, that's 135 pounds. The lightweight, Donald Cerrone, that's 155 pounds. The middleweight, Yoel Romero, the winner is 185 pounds. So we go to the preliminary card on Fox Sports, and I'm going to skip the first fight because I can never pronounce that guy's name in the world ever. You know what I'm talking about? Khabib Nurmagomedov. That's about as close. That's about as close as anybody's ever going to get it, I think.
Hey, you tried, Pedro. That's what counts.
He was the winner over Rafael Dos Oros. Unanimous nod, 30-27, a shutout across the board. These were lightweights. Thiago Alves is back as a welterweight, 170 pounds, beat Seth Buzinski. Unanimous nod, 30-27. Jorge Masvidal beat Pat Healy, another across the board unanimous nod. Featherweight Alex White was the winner over Esteban Payan. Alex White, they didn't have no bio on him coming in. I thought he was like a hobo.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he has some skill. He's got a win under his belt.
Yeah, and he got a win in the big arena, the UFC. Okay, Calo Magalhaes, he was the winner over Luke Zachrich. Jordan Mayne was the winner over a guy named Harmony Perpetuo. Split decision there. And the UFC Fight Pass, and maybe you can explain this to us because I haven't figured it out yet. Not that I really want to because I watch all the fights on the Internet anyway. The flyweight contest with Dustin Ortiz. Dustin Ortiz beat Ray Borg. Featherweights, those are 145 pounds. Mursad Belkic beat up on Chaz Kelly. And in the heavyweight opener, Derek Lewis defeat Jack May. Now, heavyweights, 265 pounds. You say Cain Velasquez is head and shoulders above the rest, huh?
Yeah, he has to be.
I mean, even if he's been hurt, he's had this major surgery. That doesn't put any, that doesn't in a factor at all?
That does factor in, but at the same time, just what he's shown throughout his career is he's a resilient fighter. He comes back from these injuries, and he looks better than ever most of the time.
Okay. Vitor Belfort was talking all kinds of smack last week. I don't know, but he didn't mention anything over the fact that he's scared to fight Weidman without taking steroids. Do you think Vitor's ever coming back to the U.S. to fight? Probably not, huh?
Probably not. He wasn't willing to fight him in Nevada. I really didn't like that move. It didn't look good on Vitor's part. And well, we got a better fight out of it, though. I mean, I'm more interested in the Weidman-Machida fight.
That's because you like the Dragon. The Dragon's coming in off a couple of good wins. He's looked good. So the Dragon against Weidman, who's looked spectacular. How does that break down?
Right. That's a really interesting fight. It's really hard for me to choose a winner. In my head, for some reason, I'm leaning towards the Dragon, but I mean, you can never count Weidman out, and he definitely has enough skill to pull off a W there.
Okay. Chris Weidman, of course, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world on the official UFC website. I think they had him ranked below Anderson Silva, and Anderson Silva, he beat Anderson Silva twice. They had him ranked below him the second time. I kid you not. They had him ranked below him. I was like, wow, you got to be kidding. Anyway, pound for pound right now, tell me if any of this stuff jumps out at you as not being right. John Jones, Jose Aldo.
Wrong. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Renan Borrell probably deserves to be number one, huh?
No, I think you have to go with John Jones. Okay. I just wanted to have some fun with that. But
okay, Cain Velasquez has never lost a round in his life, so he deserves to be up there. Chris Weidman, he hasn't lost a round, and he's never been taken down. He is the world middleweight champion, 185 pounds. Demetrius Johnson, Superfly, Mighty Mouse, call him what you want, 125 pounds. Anderson Silva, here we go. This is killing me. He moved up a notch from last month. He was number eight last month. Now he's number seven. How can a guy that's lost... Wait, the guy's lost two fights in a row. He got knocked dead. I mean, dead the first time. Just out cold, okay? And then the second fight, he got his leg broke on a very sharp defensive move by Chris Weidman. So Chris Weidman beat him decisively twice. There were no flukes involved. That's just the way the game breaks down, okay? But yet, the UFC... I mean, do you think Anderson Silva has like pictures of Dana White doing something despicable?
He very well may. Now, I don't get that because there's so many good fighters out there. I mean, I know they love Anderson, and he was a big draw for a long time and probably will still be if he comes back. But I don't see how you rank him above some of these fighters who have been on, like, good win streaks recently.
Okay. Johnny Hendricks. Now, I watched a Johnny Hendricks fight a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't all that.
There's another guy who probably should be ranked ahead of Anderson Silva.
And Ronda Rousey, now number 10 on the pound-for-pound list.
There's another one who should be ahead of Anderson Silva.
And here's my beef with these top 15 fighters of the UFC presented by the UFC. Number 11, Vitor Belfort. I'm not into that. I'm sorry.
He's number one in the TRT list.
Him and Henderson.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he took Henderson's spot after that last time.
We're talking TRT. We talk testosterone replacement therapy, which means steroids being pumped back into your body. Okay, number 12, Benson Henderson. Anthony Pettis was number 8. I don't think I mentioned him. But Benson Henderson is number 12. Now, Anthony Pettis is going to fight who now? He's going to fight Jose Aldo?
I think that's still the fight it's difficult to tell if that's actually happening. It seems like one of the sides is holding out. I think Aldo's the side that's holding out. But I really want to see that fight because those are two of the top fighters out there.
Well, I think Aldo... Go on.
I was just going to say both should also be ranked ahead of Anderson Silva.
Well, you know, like tonight, I thought that Travis Brown was going to win. It's all about opinions and pundits and things like that. And sometimes, you know, it just doesn't come true. But Benson Henderson is still being ranked number 12 pound for pound. I sort of had a problem with that. I thought Josh Thompson beat him.
He did beat him. That was a terrible. I thought Josh won like four of the rounds.
And you know what? Josh is 35 or 36 years old, and he got effed, and he'll never get another shot.
Right. He never even got a shot, honestly. He never got a shot at the title.
That's true, but it was a title eliminator, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. He deserves it.
Okay, Gustafsson's going number 13. And the guy that's supposed to be in this, Alex Gustafsson of Sweden, and the guy that's supposed to be in the studio in the last few weeks and we can't seem to get him together is Gilbert Melendez, El Nino. Could he be the best lightweight?
He could be. I would really like to see him fight Pettis. I think Pettis would probably win that fight, but that's a really interesting fight.
Okay. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour we're talking mixed martial arts, folks, but, of course, our schedule goes like this. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts in the same hour. And then we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all about boxing. Second hour is all about mixed martial arts. 29 plus years now, I'm trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. If you have any connections, if you know anybody at Guinness, please give them a call and give them my number. Or have them call Zach. Zach's my PR guy. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Straight up, Glover Teixeira and John Jones. Pick a winner in less than a minute.
John Jones. I just think that he's just a better overall fighter, and I can't really see a way that Teixeira beats him, but stranger things have happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Zach Young. Zach, go take care of the daughter. Thank you for your time, my brother.
Thank you, Pedro.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
And all of this may be charms, but I know I'll never get to.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find it by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Folks, of course, the UFC on Fox 11 is in the bank. If you didn't catch it, shame on you, because that was a bit of an upset in my mind, although in some pundits' mind, they thought that Fabrice Werdum was going to smoke Travis Brown, and he did end up smoking Matt Travis Brown, okay? We've got big fights coming up. UFC 172, of course, is going April 26th in Baltimore, Maryland. Glover Teixeira challenging John Jones for the title, and that's going to be a good fight. Then we've got UFC Fight Night coming back May 10th on Fox Sports 1 from Cincinnati, Ohio. We've got Renan Braille defending his title May the 24th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, UFC 173. And Mark Munoz, he's coming back. In fact, Mark Munoz will be on my show. He's fighting in Germany. He's taking on Masas Musawi, and that'll go down May 31st at the O2 Arena in Berlin, Germany. Mark Munoz will be on my show next week. That's right. Next week, Mark Jones will be here in the Mark Munoz will be here in the house talking MMA. Can't get my name straight today. I kept calling Zach Kyle, and it was crazy. Anyway, this is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. I thank you so much for your tuning in, and don't forget to hit the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. ringtalk.com 24/7, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting with the iHeartRadio Network and the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Next week's a spectacular show, folks. We'll have some MMA guests on the Saturday show for the second part of the show, the second half hour, and then we go with the hour of MMA next Sunday at noon. Straight up, everything starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Hey.